Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. My name is Puchina Kirkendall and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I cannot begin to tell you how excited I am for this evening. I just want to thank you all for always tuning in. You know, I do not start the show off without going into the Word, so let's just go ahead and do it because I'm excited about the topic tonight. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you. We give you the honor and the praise. Hallelujah, the highest praise that we can offer you right now. Lord, I come to you as a man, and I ask you that you please forgive me of all my sins. And I ask you, I'm giving you Chena, and I'm asking you, and I'm surrendering her to you. And I ask you, as I'm giving you her, I'm just priesting her, and I'm surrendering her so I can invite your Holy Spirit to come in. That anything that I say, that anything that I do is a reflection of you. And I ask that you move forward. As we move forward in this podcast tonight, I thank you for those who are tuning in live, and I also thank you for those who will be listening to this after the fact on demand. I just want to thank you for your grace, for your mercy. I thank you for your unconditional love. You are just so gracious and you're so merciful, and I just thank you for who this message is designed to reach tonight. And I just want to send a special prayer for all of the parents that are out here tonight who are tuning in, because it's you gave us a special privilege, you gave us a special task, and you wouldn't put anything on us that we cannot handle. The challenge is very challenging and it's very tasking, but we know through your help, you have our back. I thank you for our family and our children that you have blessed us with. And I thank you for just even during the good days and during the bad days that we are here to see those days. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. So as I was looking forward and trying to, this month is a free fall month, so I don't have a scheduled month. So I've always asked, I've been asking everyone, what did they want to talk about this month, during the month of March? So it's just been interesting topics that we've been dealing with this week, this is the month of March. And the today and tonight is not going to be any different, and just so happened, current events just happen to be one of the top current events that's going on is going to be our topic tonight. But before I move forward, you are tuning into Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. My name is Puchina Kirkendall. And if you're not familiar, for those who are on Blog Talk Radio, if you know someone who could be blessed by this message tonight, please have them chime in. They're more than welcome to reach in by www.blogtalkradio.com/chronicles of a fondled woman. I'll repeat that, www.blogtalkradio.com/chronicles of a fondled woman. And we are also on Facebook under Chronicles of a Fondled Woman, and there are spaces in between Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. That's a question that I get all the time. And for those who are emailing me, I want to thank you. I just thank you for the emails that I get, because they're very encouraging for me. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the feedback. But you can email me, if for those who are not aware of the email, you can email me at C as in Charlie, OAFwoman@gmail.com. Once again, my email address is COAFwoman@gmail.com. Now that we have the pleasantries done, I want to thank everyone who's been tuning in all over the United States. I'm very grateful and I'm humbled. And I want to thank those who have been listening outside of the United States. I believe that we have over five countries that actually been tuned in to Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. And those who have been on the page, liking the page, if you know someone, hey, go on out to the Facebook page and like it. I usually put my poll questions out there. At that time, I was late on getting it out today, but it's on there. So please respond if you have the opportunity to do so. With that being said, and we have the pleasantries going on, who are you talking to is the question that I normally would ask a child, someone I'm mentoring. Who are you talking to? Now, I have a 9-year-old son. I also have a 26-year-old son. And sometimes they come out of pocket. And I have to ask that question. I usually take a step back and I ask, who are you talking to? I mean, who are you talking to? Going back even further, I'm not sure if you are familiar with the current event with Kirk Franklin and his son that's been going on in the news media, where they're playing a portion of a recording of a conversation between Kirk Franklin, I believe his son is Carrion, I think that's his name, but it has been circulating over the media for the past few days. And of course, people have their thoughts on it. I'm no different. And they, you know, I've seen thoughts, you know, some are pro, some are, you know, against, you know, everybody has their opinion. That's what they are, their opinions. But the truth of the matter is, you know, we're all parents, you know, we all are parents. So if you're not aware of what's going on, so Kirk Franklin and his son were in a conversation over the phone, from my understanding, and it became into a heated argument or a heated conversation. And Kirk Franklin ended up using some words that wasn't, you know, Christian-like, let's just say that, appropriate. And it was aired. His son aired it over the social media. Well, it got out and it spread like wildfire. And now Kirk Franklin found himself apologizing for using profanity when dealing with his son. However, he indicated that his son neglected to put other parts of the conversation on it, just indicated the negative part. So tonight we were talking about, you know, who are you talking to? And we're really talking about respect, you know, respect. You know, the word says in Ephesians 6 chapter, 1st to 3rd verse, children, I'm getting this from New King James Version. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may be well with you and you may live long on earth. I understand that everybody's situation is different. And from my understanding, there are some issues that were going on previous to this situation going out, you know, going public and going viral. And I understand things, but what I don't understand and something I do stand very strong on is respect is not an option. I don't care what you have going on. I don't care what kind of parent you have. I don't care what's going on. You are to respect your parent, period. Even if that means distancing yourself, and we'll get in that in a few minutes. We just have to remember what respect is about. So you all know that I'm a big fan of Google. So the definition of respect is as such: a deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. Like, I like John's acting. And then the other definition is due regard for the feelings, wishes, rights, or traditions of others. For instance, young people lack of respect for their elders. And that's the one that I want to hone in right now, is children's lack of respect. Now, it's not a bashing session. I just want to make sure I'm very clear on this. It's not a bashing session. It's just a matter, because next week we're going to be talking about kids. We're going to be talking about focusing on the children. But this week we're going to be talking about the parents. And respect goes a long way. I remember one of my elders telling me, respect and mannerisms will take you places your money will not. And as I gotten older, I understand that even more. Being in a situation where you may not have a negative environment where your parents may not respect you, or your parents may not offer that or have that, you may not have that bond, but they're still your parent. And I remember someone once telling me, Sheena, you cannot choose your family. You just got to love them. And I will even add, respect them. It's not an option. I cannot imagine how I would feel in that situation, knowing that I have a conversation with my child. And I've had some heated conversations with my 26-year-old, but to know that he records me, and only records a portion of the matter, and then makes it viral, I don't know how I would feel as a parent. So I can only imagine what Kurt Franklin could have felt in that situation. Now, I don't know what happened or what could have caused that young man to do it, but I do know that the intention that it gave didn't seem genuine. It seems to be a little malicious, to be honest. But once again, I don't know what's going on with that young man. So it's not for me to judge, and I'm not going to judge. It's just a clear indication to me that there's more going on than what we see or what we're hearing right now. And my prayers definitely goes out for the Franklin family, you know, so I would definitely solicit prayers for everyone in regards to that, on this situation, because it's just very interesting and it's disheartening to know that. What do you do? How do you move forward from that? And it's nothing but God's grace that will continue to, you know, will have to come in and saturate and flood that situation right there, because man definitely can't do it. And there has to be a serious intervention. And I know throughout the conversation, it was mentioned by Kurt Franklin that he had to get the young man's, I can't say young man because he's 30 years old. You know, he had to get his counselor on the line because it elevated the way that it did. So that, you know, and from my understanding, this has been an ongoing situation. So definitely have to keep them in prayer. But I don't know. I mean, I've personally myself have encountered hostile situations. With my oldest, but my thing is this. As I mentioned to both of my sons, you may not like it, but you have to respect it, because it's not an option. And I remember, you know, we're going to discipline or we're going to train our children the way we're supposed to, especially if we're in a Christian environment, if we're governed by the Lord. We're going to raise our children, because it says it in the Word, in Proverbs, when he says, he who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him properly. That's Proverbs 13:24. And coming from a single mother's perspective, I can say that some of us, and I'm not saying all, I'm just saying some of us have a tendency of overcompensating what our child is missing. For instance, if our child is missing a father, or in this case, if you have a single father and they're missing the mother, we have a tendency of overcompensating what they are missing, because we have this feeling of if I overcompensate or, you know, try to make up for what is missing in their life, they, you know, it won't be as hard. But in the end, we're creating little monsters, you know, and they have this false expectation that they're things that they're privy to without working for it, without, you know, I would just say working for it. Let me just leave it at that. And I could use mine as an example. My youngest son, you know, he's 9, he'll be 10 this year. And I found myself, I had to do a self-evaluation. And we all know that on this show, I'm very transparent. I've never been one where I haven't been transparent. So I have to have a transparency moment where I have overcompensated for the lack of the father not being in the picture. Now, that's not the case now, but it wasn't always the case. And I tried to do that. And the result, I was a very firm and hard, stern, and still to a degree, you know, discipliner, you know, and because I have a boy, I'm raising him in a society that, one, he already have strikes against him. One, because he's a male. Two, because he's African-American. And three, he poses a threat. So I have to prepare him for a society, and I'm doing it as a female. So now there are certain things that I have to prepare where I have to take myself with and not make him emotional and learn to try to make him logical, because we all know that the emotional side comes from a woman and the logical side comes from a man. Okay, so I kind of sidetracked it for a minute, so let me bring it on back. But going back to, you know, overcompensating, and then we create these, you know, these little children who feel like they have these false, you know, expectations that I'm supposed to do this, I'm supposed to do that, and then they even get to a point where they feel like they can try. You know, my son gets to a point where he feels like he can try me, and I'm like, you don't want to do that. Because just like with the situation with Mr. Franklin's son, Kirk Franklin's son, you know, at first I thought that this was a young man that we're dealing with. This is a grown man. I thought he was a younger boy, rather. I thought he was a teenager. But this is a grown man, 30 years old. I am sorry. I have no sympathy when a grown man is going to another grown man in a certain kind of way. Certain things I don't have, I just wasn't raised that way. Now, maybe delivery might have been, the delivery could have been a little differently, but let's be realistic about something. If your grown child comes to you in a certain way, and I'm hoping that if the males are listening right now, this is because I've already spoken to quite a few males tonight before I even got on the show. You know, I asked the question, the poll question is, what were your thoughts on Kirk Franklin, and would you have apologized for your actions or his actions? And the answer was no. I would have not apologized, because if my son would have came to me like that, I would have done the same thing. And honestly, he's human just like everyone else. And I would have done the same thing too. We're all human. We all fall short of his glory. Like I said, the delivery could have had some work on it. I agree. I totally agree. That's one of the response that I did get back from this, is that we, you know, the delivery could have been a whole, you know, could have been better, because some people don't choose not to curse at their children. I get that part. I truly get that. But when a grown man comes to another grown man, and that's your father, and then you come to your father like that, and that's the one who's taking care of you. I am sorry, there is a level of respect. There is a line in the sand that you just do not cross, and I don't care who you are. And even as a female, if you're a daughter, whether you're doing it to your mother or to your father, okay, there is a line in the sand that you do not cross. Who are you talking to? Like that. As a mother, I spent 9 months carrying you, maybe 9 and a half, depending if you came late. We have our foot on a banana peel and the other foot in the coffin. We go through a lot to get you in this world. I personally, myself, and I can only speak for myself, and I can speak to for some other women that I spoke to, let me take that back, that if I have a child that comes off on me, and like I said, I have boys, a certain kind of way, it's going to make me go into a different position because I have boys, and my older son is taller than me. I go into a different mind frame altogether. I still have to hold it together because I still have to remind myself that even though he's taking me to that place, I still have to ground myself. And that is where the challenge come in. I don't know about anyone else. I'm just going to be real with me. That's where that challenge come in because you have to remind yourself you can't snatch him like you really want to snatch him, or you can't, you know, go those words, the battling with the words, the way you want to go to the battle of the words. No, I'm not going to curse you because I don't feel the need that I have to curse you. I'm not going to get my blood pressure up. I want to. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But there's got to be a better way with this. And I've learned in my 50 years of living, there is nothing that's going to disturb my peace of mind. And I like the way Kurt Franklin handled it in saying that, you know, bringing in the counselor when the situation got heated, he brought the therapist in. I just hated that the son felt the need to put it out there like that because this is one of those situations where that should not have even gotten out. It just shouldn't have gotten out. That should have stayed right there where it was. So all I can say is that we could just continue to pray for not just Kurt Franklin and his family, but all the parents that are going through right now because they're not the only ones, and they definitely not the only ones, you know, whether they're in the spotlight or not in the spotlight. We all are going through challenges. You know, we're living in a society right now where when we used to have control or we had control of how we discipline our children, now children have more rights. Now we have to be particular. We have to be very particular on how we discipline our kids because if they go to the school and mention whatever they mention, defects can come in. And then now we have to answer the defect just from a threat. Where did that come from? You know, I remember growing up when it was a situation where, you know, it takes a village to raise a child because I grew up in a rural area the majority of my life, portion of my life. And if it happened in my high school, it was already to my house before I even got there. Anything that happened, it was already to the house. And if you got disciplined at home, I mean at the school, I knew I was going to get disciplined at home. I already knew because there's certain things you just don't do. And you just don't do that because you know better, because you knew better. And that's all I can say on that. But the mentality was different when we were younger. You know, there's certain things that we just would not do. And disrespect was not one of the things that we just didn't do. Now, like I said, I can't speak for anyone else. I can only speak for me. But I knew better. I wish I would I wish I would, even at the age of 50, disrespect my grandmother or my mother. If I live through the experience, that will be a blessing for me. But now we're in a society where these kids they don't have a fear. They don't have a fear of parents or adults or authority figures, period. You know, and that concerns me. It really, really concerns me. Now, I have another theory on that, but that's going to have to be a show for another day, because I think they take God out of everything. And when you take God out of everything, then this is what you get. You know, no, you can't do that. And as a result, this is what's going on. But it's just, no. I just have a really big concern when we get to a point where we have to watch what we're saying, watch what we're doing. And then what's interesting is when it's all said and done, we're held accountable for their shortcomings, but yet you try to take away our rights. Now let me put a period right there for a second. I understand to a degree why it's there. No, actually, I do understand, because you have those who have abused the situation and has made it unfortunate for those of us who are actually trying to raise our children in the best way that we know how, because we're trying to make them productive citizens. So it really saddens me when we have parents out there who are taking it to a whole new level that it doesn't need to go. And what do I mean by that? I'm talking about abuse. That's what I'm referring to, because the laws were designed so the children won't be abused. And so, you know, abuse in some area or discipline in some areas is different than discipline in other areas. And I was reading up to before I got on the show tonight on some areas of discipline, you know, different forms of discipline. You know, you have the timeout. I don't even know if they still do timeout or if it's even effective. You know, timeout was a big thing at one point, you know. And then you have the emotional, you know, letting them, you know, display their emotions and, you know, have that conversation or, you know, on that. And then you have boundaries. That's another one. And so there are hosts of different type of discipline, but the one I grew up on was the one that I read earlier, which was spare the rod. He who spares the rod spoils the child. Now, let's make sure we're clear on that, because some people will say, oh, well, she said you should beat him, blah, 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 blah. I want to make sure I'm clear on what I mean by that. You know, God wouldn't put it in the Bible if he didn't mean it for anything. And it's funny, my son we had this conversation not so long ago, and he said, why is spanking designed? Is it spanking designed to kill me? And I said, well, have I ever killed you? No. Spanking is designed for correction. And I said, do I spank you every day? No, I don't. But if I have to spank you, I'm going to do it. That means I've spoken one too many times, and I should only have to speak to you one time. Now, if I spoke to you one too many times, that's a problem for me. And before I even go to that point, I've given too many chances. Too many chances. I said, so if you don't like it, don't do the things that will cause you to get in that position. But I'm not going to stop doing it, because what happens is you're going to think it's condoned behavior, like it's okay to do that. And it's not okay to do that. It's not okay. It's not okay. Because when you get out in this society, when you get out into this world, or better yet, mom is 50. Mom is not going to be here your entire life. You need to know how to handle your business. And it's my job is to prepare you. That is my job, to prepare you. You may not like the rules. You just need to respect them. And if you have questions about it, I definitely open the floor, because I always tell, encourage my son, if you don't know, ask. If you're not sure, ask. That's what we're here for. As parents, our job is to instruct. That's what we're going to do. Allow that opportunity for them to do that. We just have to do that. But respect is definitely not an option. And yes, I'm going to beat respect down to the fullest tonight, because when I saw that clip from the Kurt Franklin video, that the first thing I thought was, I'm not upset with that man. That man was not going. That was a hurt man. He was angry. You could tell he was upset, but he was hurt. I heard all of that. I heard it as a parent. Wow, you know, I'm not going to accept disrespect. Period. I'm not going to accept disrespect, especially coming from one man to another. You're part of my creation. No, we're not doing that. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Thank you for tuning in. This is Fatina Kirkendall. You're tuning in to Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. Always a privilege and a pleasure to have you here tonight. We are tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. And for those who are not familiar, those who can be, you feel that can be blessed by this or any of our episodes, you can have them log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. Once again, we also have a Facebook page as well, which is Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. And we also have our email address at C as in Charlie, OAFwoman@gmail.com. Once again, that's COAFwoman@gmail.com. And it's funny. Thank you for, I see it. And so I didn't indicate this early tonight. So for those who are interested and want to send in comments and do not want to chime in, which if you do want to chime in, just text me and let me know that you do, and I'll get you on the air as well. So you can text me at 678-887-9441, but I actually see you up on the screen. So if you do want to come in and say your comment versus me reading it, it's up to you. Just tell me yay or nay. So I do see coming from Simpsonville, South Carolina. Good evening, my sister. The problem regarding respect with Kurt Franklin and a lot of today's parents has to do with the fact that many parents try to be the child's friend versus the parent. We also have to, we also allow society to dictate how we raise our children's, I'm trying to understand that part. Trying to dictate how we raise our children, I think it's a BS. Raise our children's stuff. We also allow the government to destroy the family with regards to two-parent homes. And that is so true. That is so true. And it goes on to what I said earlier. Thank you for saying that so much. And that's coming from Simpsonville, South Carolina. And that is so true because, like I said earlier, we get in here and these kids got all these rights and they know it. That's the thing about it is that they know it. And some of them manipulate it to the fullest. And, you know, and when they get in trouble, then we're held accountable. We are held accountable. And I just find that very interesting that at one time the kids fear the parents. And I'm not saying all cases, but now you find a lot of the parents are fearing the kids because I watched some of these shows where these kids, the parents got the kids in here and they're afraid of their children. It saddens me because I didn't grow up like that. I didn't grow up like that. And I really think a lot of that comes from when we remove God from a lot of stuff. You know, when we remove God out of a lot of the schools, so I'm start with the school. That's when things just hasn't been right ever since then. And I remember, I'm trying to remember the lady that fought for God to come out of the school. And I'm not sure if you all know of her history. I got to find that. I got to look it up. Hold on. I'm trying to find it while I'm on the phone online with you all. But she was able, how does one person fight to get God out of school, but a massive can't fight to get it back? And it's just baffling to me. It's just truly baffling. But her death was nothing. Let's just say she paid for it. That's all I'm going to say, because you have to be careful, because God don't like ugly. And you just have to be careful on the ugly that you put out into this world, because whatever you put out or whatever seed that you plant, that is what you're going to reap back later. So we just have to be careful with that. So with that being said, you know, we just have to be mindful. And I have to go back to Kurt Franklin. You know, I understand, you know, I'm just going to, I understand that man's a parent. He did everything, you know, as a parent, we do the best that we possibly can do for our children, which goes to the story I wanted to talk about. I'm going to sidetrack for a second. I went to go see a good friend of mine from college. I'm not going to call their names, but they'll know who I'm talking about when I talk about the story. And I remember she went off to work and her husband was there. And I remember the children, it was, you know, their son and their daughter. And he just did not play. He still don't. He did not play with his kids. He did not play. He loves his children. In fact, they both do. But he did not play when he came as kids. And I remember, I don't know what they did that day, but if they moved an inch, he was like, pop on the chair. He wouldn't hit them. It was just like, no, you're not moving off this chair. And I mean, you are not moving off this chair. And I was like, wow. And I never forgotten that. Never. But as a result of that parenting, they end up being productive citizens. I've never seen him put a hand on his kids, but he put a fear in them that that it just blew me away. And he didn't have to put a hand on them. I mean, the way I saw the way he disciplined them, I was like, no, they ain't going nowhere. But I was just like, y'all better not move. That's all I remember. But to this day, I've just seen how as a married couple, how they raise their children. One is already off in college. And I think they're both off in college now. And one had their grandparents too. So I've just seen how that strong discipline, he didn't play around with them. He was the discipliner, you know, and the mother was the nurturer. You know, and she stood by what he said. She didn't go against, she never went against what he said. It was always what he said went. You know, I'm sure whatever they had to discuss, it wasn't done in front of the kids, which the way it should be. But as a result of it, I've seen the kids and how they came out as productive. So, you know, productive, you know, I love it. And coming from a single parent background, ladies, I'm just going to tell y'all, I'm just going to encourage you that, yes, we may be missing that father figure. One thing I've learned is I can't teach my son to be a man. No, I cannot, because I'm not a man. I'm a woman. But I can teach him how to respect. I can teach him how to respect one. And I pray that God sends that person or people to surround him around those positive male role models because now his father's back in the picture. But anyway, you know, to surround him around those positive male role models to move forward in life, because it is necessary. And then even if you don't have that, I've seen situations where with, you know, growing up myself and my brothers not having my father in their lives, not by, unfortunately, it wasn't by his choice, but not their life. And I've just seen, you know, even though they were missing something, I've just seen how they have been fathers to their own now because of that. But the one thing that they've always had was respect for my mother, because my mother didn't play. She just didn't. I had a brother that tested her limits all the time. And I think their personalities were so much alike, but she just did not play, and she never gave up on us. She was not having it, and she didn't. And I'm just going to say that as mothers, you know, just it's not easy and it gets weary, especially when we're holding it down by ourselves, you know, working, taking care of the bills, taking care of, you know, your kids going to school, the homework, this and this, this and this, this and this, and this and this, and a slew of other stuff. You know, I would just say as my piece of my sound or my foundation has always been God. He has always been my rock. He has been my source and my salvation. And I just want to encourage my single mothers to do the same. And even if you're not single, you know, even if you are married and you may be going through or whatever, you know, just continue to stand on it, you know, because I've been married before. I get it. So just stand on his word. Just, and I want to, you know, I want to say to my fathers, single and not single, to just stand on his word, because that is the only thing that's going to get us through. But honestly, I do believe that change is coming. The way that this world is going right now, change is coming. There's no doubt. I have no doubt about that. We all know, if you know the word, we all know what time we're living in, as change is going to come. You know, and I just want to encourage. We have to do it right. And we only get one shot at this life. It's one and done. And we got to make the most of it. And when we leave, we're leaving the inheritance behind, which is our children. Which is our children. And if you want to know, like, for instance, I remember someone saying that if you want to know how a person thinks about you, watch how their children treat you. Or watch how the children treat you. And I thought about that thing. And I was like, you are absolutely right. To a degree. Yeah, you're right. Because children, I remember growing up, I had a family member that loved to gossip. Oh, my gosh, she just loved to gossip. And my cousins absorbed it and would put it out at the most inconvenient time. And she would try to shush them up and couldn't do it. Well, what can you do? You plant the seed. We just have to be mindful of that. But I sidetracked it again. But going back to what we're talking about, we're talking about the Kirk Franklin situation where Kirk Franklin and his son got into a heated argument. And as a result, the son recorded a portion of it and then displayed it on social media. And as a result, it became a, you know, something very viral. And a lot of people have given their opinions. Now, I want to put a pin right there for a second because, you know, I have this thing about people and their opinions. Well, one, it's their problem. But two, I find it very interesting that when people have opinions about situations, you know, especially when it comes from, quote unquote, our Christian brothers and sisters, or let me take that back, church folks, let me say that, because Christian and church folks are two different things. And when we have these judgmental views, when someone falls or someone falls short, I find that very interesting. Instead of finding that an opportunity to bring him down, that should be an opportunity to build him up. Not just him, but also the son as well. That's all I'm going to say on that, because honestly, if God was to roll back the night, you would be surprised what we find, because it'll be like little roaches scattering all over the place. So just be very careful on how you judge people. I'm baffled by that, but you know, people are always looking for something to believe. People are always looking for something to, well, I'll put you like this. It takes the distractions off of them. That's probably the best way I can probably say that. So just be mindful when you're so quick to pass judgment on other people. And I can't stand to hear people say, well, if it was me this or if it was me that. No, you don't know what you would do if it was you. You could say whatever you want to say and do. You don't know what you would do if you're in that scenario, because personally, you know, everybody has a breaking point. Everybody has a breaking point. Everybody does. I'm sure if Kirk Franklin knew he was being recorded, he wouldn't have expressed himself in the way that he did. He wouldn't have done that. But he was in his, you know, having a conversation with his son. He was having a heated conversation with a son who was being disrespectful with him at that time. And as I was listening to the recording, his son was also antagonizing him. So he was just like throwing fuel in that fire. And unfortunately, you know, Kirk Franklin was being human. He fed right into it. But I'm sure if he knew he was being recorded, I don't think he would have went down like that. But who doesn't lose their temper? Who doesn't? No one can say that they don't. If they do, they're lying. I don't believe that. Well, I'll just say, I don't believe that. You might have somebody who does, so I apologize. You may have someone who does. But it's just, for me, I just say that he was only being human, and he's only doing what humans does. And another thing I would say or have to say about that is, for those who discredit him or try to discredit him, you don't have a heaven or hell to put nobody in. Who are you to put this man? It seems like you're putting him on a pedestal. The only pedestal that anyone belongs to is only the Lord. You know, just we have to be mindful of how and who and what we are. It's like it's idolatry, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that is correct. Idolatry. Yeah, idolatry. And we have to be mindful of that, you know, because when you do that, isn't that a form of idolatry? And isn't adultery a sin? If I'm not mistaken, I believe that it is. And we have to be mindful that if we're being critical of others, we always have to look at ourselves in the mirror first. So just be mindful and be very, very mindful of that. Mindful of that, because it does come back every time. It does come back. Now, you know, the only difference between Kirk Franklin and Tommy Jackson from the street is just that Tommy Jackson is not well known. He's not a recording artist. He's not well known or whatever. It just so happened that Kirk Franklin is well known, and he delivers the word. But if someone tells me that a pastor doesn't curse, then I'm going to have to tell you that that's not true. They're human just like everybody else, and not saying that that's a bad thing or a good thing. They're human. Everybody falls short, and we have to stop trying to put these people who's in the cloth. They are human just like everybody else. They deal with more pressures than we ever deal with, because now they got to deal with their stuff plus our crazy stuff that we're going to them with. So just keep that in mind, that when you're dealing with someone such as, you know, those who are in the pulpit, or those who are affecting a mass of people, you have to keep that in mind, the pressures that they deal with. Now, I'm not saying that cursing and all that stuff, I'm not condoning that. No, I'm not doing it. But do people fall short? Yes, they do. That's what forgiveness is there for. And because we all fall short. And we just have to be mindful of that as we move forward, that they're not perfect. But does that mean that they're still not the men and women of God? No. Doesn't mean that God won't use them? No. It's not. So while you sitting there trying to put them in some type of whatever you're trying to put them in, just keep that in mind. You'll probably end up in that same place you're trying to put them in. Just be mindful of that. And just keep each other in prayer. And if you want to do anything for Kurt Franklin, your pastor, your leaders, or whatever, keep them in prayer, because it's not easy having that responsibility on you. That's not an easy role. It's not an easy role. You know, it's one you're called to, number one. You know, it's one that you're called to. And to have a family, you know, you have to cater not just your family, the family of the church. You have your own personal family that you have to deal to. And the order of ministry is, it starts in the home first. So if you have someone out there that does fall short, pray. They need it. And even if they don't fall short, pray for them anyway, because you don't know. Prayer is powerful and it's free. And it can't get no better than that when it's powerful and free. Because let's face it, when you call in for your pastor stuff, you expect them to be there. You need to be there for them just as much. And if they fall short, you should be their number one cheerleader, holding it down and shutting it down if someone is trying to take them down. Just remember that, because life is like a circle and it does come back. So we just have to be mindful of that. Just remember that. The only thing that I'm going to say is this. As adults, we get very heated at times. I'm guilty of it. There are times I get so heated between me and my children that my delivery is just not there. It's just, you know, I'm like, Lord, I could have found a better way of doing that, but I get caught up in my emotions. And I have conversations with my children. You know, I do. I have real conversations with my kids. You know, there's some things that are just not an option. And there are some things I want to hear that feedback. You know, I want to hear that feedback. Respect is one of those things that are not options. You know, I had a situation with my oldest son this weekend, and he got upset, and as a result, he got in shut down. And I was like, listen, call me when you are ready to have a conversation with me in a tone and a mannerism I can understand. And he disconnected the call. Okay, that's fine. And as a parent, I love you, but I can love you from afar. I'm okay, because you're not going to disturb my peace of mind. But what did he end up doing? Texting me back, repenting, whatever. I'm not going to lose my cool. I'm not going to do that, because as kids, I don't care how old they get, they know what buttons they can push. They know how to manipulate if they want to get something, and they know how to do it. If we'll fall right into it if we don't catch on to what it is that they're doing. But sometimes we have to be careful with our delivering. As I was preparing for the show tonight, you know, I had a different stance, you know, but one of my editors, we were having a conversation and her stance was delivery. She said, I never cursed at my daughter and my son. And I said, you know, I never thought about it like that, but you're right. Some people don't use that word, you know. And you're right. Not everyone does that. And you're right. Delivery does make a difference. I totally agree with that. And I just know as parents, children feed off of us. They feed off of our reactions. I do know that as well. And if anything, I could encourage anyone on, and starting with myself, is delivery. Is learning to keep control of my emotions. And when it's time for me to make that delivery, to actually breathe, because I always tell people, breathe first before you respond, is breathing first and then doing it. Rules are made for a reason. Sometimes we don't like the rules, but it's there. And we have to follow it, whether we want to or not. But as parents, we are mandated by God to train our children. We have to do it because we're held accountable if we don't do it. So I'm going to end with this scripture. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's in Proverbs. That is in Proverbs. I'm upset because I actually lost my scripture. But it is in Proverbs. Hold on 1 second. Proverbs. Okay, Simpsonville, you know I need you. Oh, here we go. Proverbs 22:6, train a child in the way he's supposed to go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And that is Proverbs 22:6. And that is going to be my closing tonight. Just remember, no one's perfect. As parents, God gave us that opportunity, whether it was, you know, he makes no mistakes. We're not perfect. We're not supposed to be perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're a work in progress as long as we got breath in our bodies and we got these children here. We're a work in progress. Children, I don't care what kind of parents you have, they still your parents. There's only one. And when they gone, they gone. And there's nothing you can do about it. Make the most of it. Make the most of it. So as I close out, oh, wait a minute. So I got this one last comment before I close out. And it says, sometimes the delivery has to be given in a way that gets the attention and gets the message across. Everything can't, oh, I like that. Sometimes the delivery has to be given in a way that gets the attention and gets the message across. Everything can't be delivered in a feel-good way. You know what? I agree with that. I truly agree with that. But if as long as it's done out of love, there's no arguments out of me. Like I said, our job is to train our children because we're going to be held accountable for it. So with that being stated, this is Patina Kirkendall. Thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. Next weekend, I will talk about a child perspective. You have a good night. I love you, but God loves you more. Have a good night. Bye-bye.